Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Welcome for another great show that is. Welcome to Live in the Day, Jay. I am your host, Jay. And guys, we got another great show for you today. We're going to be joined by national recording artist, I.M. Burb, in just a little bit, near the half hour. He's going to come on. He's going to talk about some of the new music he has. And we're going to play a song or two from his debut, which is coming out in just a little bit. You guys don't want to miss this guy. He's like a regular on BET, so I hope you guys are really going to give him the attention that he needs and that he deserves, because he's a really talented guy. As I said, you can see him all the time on BET. So just sit back. You know, we're going to be talking to him. Number to call 515. 515-602-9653. Excuse me, guys. A little throat going on here. Throat stuff. It ain't corona. It's just a little throat stuff. Just allergies. 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about your status. The status in your community. The status that's around you. We're going to talk a little bit about why it's so important to understand why you move the way you move and why you should be moving in different ways. We need to talk about those things. We're going to talk about that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Independent Artist Festival. It's coming up pretty soon. I'm still not ready to let the cat out of the bag yet about the venue, but it's coming. It's coming, guys, and I promise you it's going to be a great look. I promise you you're going to have tons of fun at this festival. It is going to be none other festival that has happened in the last 8 years. This is our ninth Independent Artist Festival, guys. So that's a lot to really be proud of. At least I am. So I want you guys to really pay attention to when we talk about that. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Also, last and foremost, we got to talk about what's going on in our community. We got to talk about what we need to be doing to keep ourselves protected, to keep ourselves sane, to keep ourselves on a conscious level that none other or nobody else is trying to achieve right now. We got a lot going on. We got a lot going on. Also, I'm going to give you an update of what's going on with Shop Talk. I got my man coming on Shop Talk. I'm going to talk to you about that in just a little bit. The first episode of season 3 is going to be dope. It is going to be really dope, because the guy that I'm bringing on, I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to understand the level of consciousness that this guy has. We get ready to break it up a notch. We get ready to do some things that I know is going to make some people mad. We get ready to tell some hard truths. We get ready to, I'm not going to say expose, but you know, it is what it is. We are going to do some things that is going to uplift our community. Y'all, we got so many great things going on in our community and nobody's paying attention. What is wrong with y'all? Especially in the Gastonia area. What is wrong with y'all? All these great things going on, all these great people going, things here, and then we pay attention to the silly stuff. We pay attention to the non-essential things, the things that's not going to help us grow. That's what we pay attention to, and I don't understand that. So we're going to have to start doing a little bit better than what we're doing. We're going to have to start making sure that we get our behinds out to these polls and get the right people in the places that need to be. We're going to have to start educating our young people a lot better than what we're doing. Number to call is 515-602-9653. I just don't know when it's going to stop. When is the bickering among each other going to stop? We got to do what we need to do to make sure that our young people are going to be successful. I keep telling you guys, I don't want to be a part of failure. I want to be a part of success. And our young people, we say we love them. We say we work for them. We say we do things for them. Why can't we do things for our young people that's going to have a lasting impression? We got to stop doing the things that are detrimental to their growth. We have to stop doing those things that are detrimental to their growth, because that's not what we are put here for. We are put here to make sure that our legacy, yeah, we're going to talk about legacy. Legacy is something that I don't think the average person understands. You can be Facebook famous. You can be local famous. But what is your legacy? What is your legacy? What do you want to be known for? What do you want your seeds to know about you, if you have seeds? What do you want them to know about you? What do you want them to be familiar with, the way you move in the community, the way you do things in the community, outside of the community? What do you want them to know you stood for? Come on, y'all. We got to do better. We got to do better. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
And I'm stopping. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills. And I'm stopping. What's the use in trying? Ooh, give me chills.
what you make me feel.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. Guys, if you're in the Facebook chat, and I have, listen, guys, when I'm talking, I know you guys might think I'm crazy, especially on social media, you might think I'm crazy, but I got like four or five chat rooms open sometimes. Today I got three. And sometimes I talk to the people. I answer questions out the blue, and it might sound like I'm talking crazy, but I'm not crazy. I promise you guys, I got good sense. It's just I try to incorporate everybody who supports the show. And one of the things that we were talking about off the air, we were talking a little bit about the Gastonia area. And the Gastonia area, you know, there's so much going on right now. There's let's see how I can put this in a diplomatic way. There's some very positive things going on. There's some very entertaining things going on. There is some progressive things going on. And as always, there's some buffoonery going on. There's always buffoonery going on somewhere. I don't care where you at. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're doing. There's some buffoonery somewhere near you at all times. And we have to make sure that we do not fall into the trap of being locked into a bunch of buffoonery, being, as you say, a bunch of Chicken Georges running around here, because I'm not down with the buck dancing, and I'm not down with, you know, just trying to make sure that everybody likes you. Let me tell you guys something. I have been very, very quiet for the last little bit. Well, mainly because, you know, we're trying to revamp Live in the Day with Jay Radio, which I think has done a good job thus far keeping the community informed. And we're also working on some great things with Shop Talk. But during my time, and I'm going to steal your quote, Ivy. During my time of hibernating, I have learned so much about people. And it's so funny that you never stop learning about how people feel about you. That is another thing that I had to realize, come to the realization that I don't care what people think about me. People are going to have their opinions about you. When you are winning, I promise you, when you are winning, people are going to be all around you. People are going to be patting you on the back. People are going to be giving you high praises. People are going to be agreeing with everything you put on social media. I mean, everything. You can say the leaves are beautiful and these leaves are dead and ugly. And you're going to have 300 people say, yes, they are beautiful when you're on top. But you really want to see who love you? You really want to see who's with you? Lose. Lose and see how many of those people who told you those leaves were beautiful and they were ugly as all get out will call you. Lose and see how many of those people will continue to push your agenda or push what you have tried to put in the community out, even though that you are being silent. Lose and see how many of those people will call you and see how you're doing. Lose and see when you need those people. that have tried to say they were on your side, how many of them reach out to you? When I tell you I have seen some things, when I tell you I have seen some colors, truest of the truth in people, I have. And the note is duly taken. It is taken. I know that there are days where you feel like everything's against you. All the people that you have been around, that have been around you, that have pat you on the back when you're doing good, are with you or with you, or whatever the case may be. I know you feel they have turned their back on you sometimes. Let me tell you, if you're feeling that, then that's probably true. They have turned their back on you. And if you're feeling that, it's okay. It's okay. People will turn their back on you, and people will make sure that you are not going to be the very best at what you can be. But if you give them the power to stop you, guess what? You're stopped. Let them waste all that energy and all that time in hating on you. Y'all, it takes so much energy to hate on someone. It takes so much energy to not support someone. But let me say this also. I was listening to an interview, and Kevin Hart was talking. He was talking about, call in on the show, brother. Kevin Hart was talking about how everybody doesn't get supported, and how he doesn't support everybody, and he's okay with that. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something that sounds really crazy off the surface, but when you dissect it and listen to it, it doesn't sound crazy at all. He was saying that there are lots of people in his genre, people that look like him, black people that look just like him, and he don't support them. And I know you probably like, what are you talking about? No, he stated that if he don't like you, he not going to waste his time and money with you. It makes perfect sense. And I say this because if you don't like me, I'll use me as an example. If you don't like me, stay the hell away from me. Don't support me. Don't tell me that you down with what I'm doing and you don't like me. I don't need that. I don't need fake love. I don't need fake love. What I need are those real people that I know I got in my corner. What I need is real people who's going to show these young people how to be camaraderie driven, how to be more conscious in the way that they approach problems within the community on a truest of true level. I don't need anybody telling me they love me and I know they don't. I don't need anybody who thinks that they're in competition with me. I'm not in competition with nobody. That's another thing I'm going to address on this show, because I've gotten names thrown at me. People think I'm in competition with, or think they're in competition with me. Man, I'm well past that. I'm well past that. Competition is not what we need to be doing. Collaborating and building is what we need to be doing. When we can collaborate and build together, I promise you guys, there is nothing that we cannot accomplish. But as long as we're sitting up trying to outdo one another, man, that's not where it's at. We're wasting time. We're wasting energy. If you don't like the person, don't support them. Be real about it. If you don't care for what that person stands for, or don't stand for, don't deal with them. As simple as that. Stop being fake, y'all. We got to stop being fake, and we got to start doing what we need to do in our communities. Number to call is 515-602-9653. I'm telling you guys, when we get to the next level, you will know it. Communities will be thriving, just like the communities are thriving right now. 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, J.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
And number again, 515-602-9653. Guys, if you're just joining us, please continue to support the show. Please continue to do the things that you need to do to make sure that we get the word and the messages out that we need to get out. Independent Artist Festival is coming up real soon. We're going to talk about that. Looking at maybe April, March or April, definitely for the Independent Artist Festival, one of those two months. But I'm not going to tell you the venue yet. The venue is going to blow your mind. It's going to be a super duper dope extravaganza, not entertainment. It's just going to be what it is. We're going to have fun. We're going to congregate. We're going to be who we need to be as a people, as a unit, as a community. So please continue to keep yourself abreast to what's going on with the Independent Artist Festival. Now, I told you at the beginning of the show that I have a super duper guest, and I am really, really ecstatic to bring this young man on, and I hope that you guys really get what he has accomplished thus far and what's getting ready to happen. You know, the sky's the limit, and I'm telling you, he is a living proof that the sky's the limit. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on National Recording Artist M. Bird. Brother, man, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
What's up, man? What's going on, man?
Glad I appreciate you coming on the show.
No problem, man. I'm taking a bow right now, man.
But get used to that, brother, because I'm telling you, you got a lot coming your way. For those that have been on Mars the last, at least the last 30 minutes while I've been running my mouth, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are. And we're going to get into what you do.
All right, man. I'm an independent artist, man, independent label owner, you know, business owner, merch, got my own clothing, based out of Virginia, from Northern Virginia, half black, half Puerto Rican, just an independent grinder, man. I'm an artist that never gave up. I'm an artist that Coles and the Kendricks and the and the Gunners and the Drakes, you know what I mean? It's just you know, it took me a long route to find my lane and reinvent myself and get the business down. But I'm one of them artists that's gonna be around for a while. I'm not a microwave artist like a lot that you hear nowadays.
And tell them how to correctly pronounce your name.
My artist name is M. Burb, you know, AKA the Captain, AKA the Plug's grandson.
Yeah.
You know, it's I had that artist name for a long time, man. Realistically, it was a meaning. It was like an abbreviation meaning. That's my past. But you would say we're right outside of DC. Like we're the area that people, I'm from an area that people gonna look over, because It's a city, but it's like the outer city of the city. So we're like the suburb city region. You know what I'm saying? It's more southern when you start to get to Virginia from D.C. But it's literally a 20-minute, 15, 20, 30-minute, depending on traffic, ride to the city.
Now, man, I swear, every time you recording artists, man, you guys amaze me. The thought process that you have, the things that trigger your creativity, it just simply amazes me.
You got to have screws loose, man. You can't have it all in the head to have these thought process, man. You know what I'm saying? Look at some of the top guys that you love them. I forgot. I was talking to someone and they told me, it was like, man, you fall for an artist, you become a fan until you really meet them as a person, and that might make you not, you know what I'm saying, like them the same way. So the guy told me, he was like, so I don't even try to get into a personal life with an artist. I want to just hear the music as them as an artist. Because then now what? People talking crazy about Kanye, saying he doing this, he doing that. He was on Drink Champs. But look at him as an artist. You know what I'm saying? People that think people are weird, they not weird. You're just regular. You know what I mean? You're just regular. Everything, a regular person, everything going to be weird to a regular robot bot person. A lot of these people's bots.
Wow. Wow. And that's something to really think about. You know, we spend so much time putting labels on people, calling them weird, because we don't understand their level of consciousness. And every time we don't understand something, we label it as weird, strange, out of the ordinary, crazy. And all along, they ain't that crazy. I mean, Kanye's a billionaire. He can't be that crazy, huh?
Man, tell me about it, man. Like, what J. Cole say? J. Cole said, you making fun of a millionaire, the joke's on you, man. That, I ain't gonna lie, that hits different when you sit back like, dang, like, why do I need to be on social media judging people, leaving comments, having my own opinion? You wasting time. You know what I mean? That's why a lot of time I had to fall back from social media. I'll post up and I'll get off, because I'll get caught up in the social media looking at people's lives, thinking that's what's really going on, wondering where I'm at, being independent, being broke as hell, and you seeing these people showing $30,000-$40,000, you think it's theirs, you think it's real, you don't know what's behind that. So a lot of stuff is the internet, man. And when you being independent, as an independent artist, you have to snap out of it and understand most of this stuff going on is smoke and mirrors. People are trying to fake it till you make it, but how are you faking it till you make it? You know what I mean?
It's
a crazy game, man. And now, you know, now that I got a little older dealing with this, understanding what's going on, I even got friends that look at me like I was crazy, like, damn, you still grinding. Why are you still doing this, bro? Like, if you don't rap like if you don't rap like Lil Yachty, it's not going to work. See, that's a regular person. That's a bot to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it goes both ways. It goes to musicians. It goes to even radio hosts. There's a lot of people that's trying to do podcasts and radios, and they're moving like bots.
Right. Right.
And they buy bot numbers, too.
Yeah. I understand that 150. I understand that. You know what, man? I'm like a kid in a candy store right now. I'm wanting to let you go ahead and expose them to your vibe, because I'm feeling your vibe. I can't tell you how much I'm feeling your vibe. I want you to be able to let them see what I see when I listen to your music. So if you can, let's set up a clip. If you want to play this song, let's play it.
Oh, yeah, man, look, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to keep it real. I'm not going to speak too much. I'll wait till you play it. But I dropped this record. I was tearing the clubs up, dropping this record in the club, running down on the DJs, had some relationship with the DJs. Like, look, I got the hottest song. This song's going to be the hottest thing, blah, blah, blah. Played it. Next thing you know, the song starts circulating around the clubs, and it's not even out yet. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I had rest in peace Nipsey Hussle. I wouldn't say like real friends, but I built a relationship with his DJ VIP. Mm-hmm. Shout out DJ VIP. He put me on a lot of game that Nip put him on, and he was telling me a lot of things that he brought to the table as Nip's DJ. And that's another conversation, but he basically hit me to putting your single into record pools, but you could easily go through DigiWax, MP3Wax, but I had all money in Nipsey Hussle's DJ servicing my record. So when you go look for Yo No Say, you'll see all money in next to my name. So that was a little advantage I had as far as the DJs just picking it up. And then I dropped the video on Channel 9 News, WSA in D.C., I premiered the video 6 in the morning. I was performing. I don't know how they do that, but yeah, man, it was live, man. Dropped the record, started moving around. Bookings was coming in. Then COVID came. So when COVID came, you know, I had to get back to the drawing board. Like, of course, you know, the single still got to get pushed. It's a hit. Like, I don't care what no one says. I done proved people from my hometown that know me, that don't know me, that doubted me, that's cheering for me. When they heard this song, that's when they realize, like, oh, Burb is a real artist. Like, he got the bars from, if I could be rapping with Benny the Butcher and Jada and them, and then it's like, oh, he done added a little bit of Spanish. I forgot he was half Puerto Rican. So now it's like, I done showed that I'm a top-tier artist. So it's like, now we on to the next. We passed that right now. You know what I'm saying? We on the roof of the Eiffel Tower type buildings.
Right.
You know,
shout out to
AC because AC, I've been down with him. I'm talking about we known each other from kids, Little League football, all the way up. Rest in peace to Big AC, his pops. That he's a hell of a singer. Y'all lucky he's not alive right now because I would have had him on an album, a mixtape, something. But AC believed in me for over 10 years when we tried to do this and everything was going wrong. I didn't have my mind right. Now we back full circle, man. We going crazy, man. Go ahead and play that record, man. I don't want to keep talking crazy. They got to hear this, man.
Hey, you do you. You do you. You got this. You got all the time you need. This is I Am Bird. You know, say I'm live in the day with Jay.
You know, say.
This shit my way. Rolling the fronto. This loud, we smoke on the L cilantro. But nigga, up in the condo. Two cuties with me and I'm making their eyes roll. Woo. You gotta make on that soda. If you want me to buy you designer.
Sada.
If not, I'm gonna call you manana.
Gonyo,
I get a lot of.
A lot.
I'm not a player, I crush a lot. Ya tu sabe, ain't anybody. And she calling me Hefe. I got her from Pepe. You never could be about it.
Never.
When I'm in the party, I'ma give me a Barbie and Cardi.
Whereby?
Or Shakira, or J-Lo. Back shots in those spare holes.
Aye, aye.
No stay. Why they hating on a nigga, man?
My way.
I did it my way. I don't need none of you haters in my way.
Oh.
Mami, ya tú sabes.
Si ves la policía, no conoce a nadie.
Nah.
El diablo me llamo, pero no contesta. Cause I know God got me. And you know we going up.
We up.
I don't see no one behind me.
No.
Only the world beside me.
Inside
in fact,
me.
I love when you calling me poppy.
Aye.
Yeah, I be chilling with all of these girls, but just know you the one that got me.
I got
you. You the one that girl.
Yeah.
Get through, I say. I'm getting money around my
around
way.
My way.
You know the sky be my highway.
My highway.
You know we got it the hard way.
Yo, no sé. I don't care what they say, I'ma do it my way.
I did it.
You ain't help me get to it, nigga, you're no say.
We know.
Put your hand out, you ain't been around one day.
You ain't been around.
You're no say. You're no say.
So you know I did this shit my way.
Yo no sé. They gon' ask me how I did it. Told them
yo no sé.
You know I told them flow, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Woo, boy, I tell you what. I tell you what. Man, no skills is something to deal with. I hope y'all heard that. I hope y'all heard that. Tell me a little bit about this song, man. What was your inspiration for this song?
Man, keep it real. I record all the time, and I was in one of my young boys sent me a beat, right? And he said, yo, you should go in on this. So I'm listening to the beat. All that was coming to my mind was yo no say, right? But remind you, I'm half black, half Puerto Rican. My mom's black. I went to church all the time. It wasn't a Spanish church. My Spanish started falling off. So I'm coming up with verses, you know what I'm saying? I'm sending to my cousins. I'm like, yo, how this sound? They was like, man, you sound like Will Smith trying to speak Spanish. Like, you know, Will Smith can kind of speak good Spanish, but he sound like a white man speaking Spanish or whatever. So they, you know what I'm saying? They telling me, oh, you need to switch up the words, la-da-da. So, you know, I'm in the studio vibing, getting my vibe how I usually vibe out. So after I recorded it, I sent it off, and a couple people were like, yo, this joint is a hit. And I'm like, I couldn't understand it. I'm like, how is it a hit? I just was doing what I usually do. You know, I don't go in there trying to make a hit. I don't go in there trying to do this. I just work. Like, it's I don't know how people say, oh, I got a writer's block. I ain't no such thing as writer's block. If you're an artist, if this is what you do, you write music. If you have a writer's block, go on to the next beat. If you can't come in on whatever the case may be. But I was in the studio vibing, bro, drinking a little bit of Casamigo, and it just came to me. And then I sent the beat out to another one of my producers because we needed to touch up the bass and things like that. And yeah, bro, it, like I said, it wasn't purposely made like, oh, I need to make a half Latino hip hop type records. It was just, yeah, it was just a vibe, man.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. Question now: Do you find sometimes that you are torn between your Puerto Rican heritage or your black heritage? Which group, or if there's just like love from both sides that continues to show you and solidify that you on the right path?
No, it's crazy you asked that. Ain't nobody ever asked me that, but it's crazy because Yo No Say kind of opened up the eyes of the Latino community. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and I, as far as people that know me, it is what it is. I'm speaking on, like, just random supporters and people, listeners and stuff like that.
Right.
I started getting more love from the Spanish side because they're like, oh, he is Puerto Rican, blah, 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 and the song, the record and what I'm talking about. Then when other cultures hear it, black people, white people, Asian people, they love it. So it's like it doesn't put me in a lane. It kind of opened up more lanes for me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
important.
People, I was just telling AC this, like, if people hear that record and they automatically put me in a box as, oh, he's a Latin artist, then they really not listening. It's not for them. You know,
exactly.
some people's brain development hasn't developed to comprehend the BS that they listen to. They hear it, but they not listening. So I had to realize that, like, you know what? My music ain't really built for people whose common sense ain't there yet. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We're on a whole nother level, man.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And the reason I ask that is because I see how you have taken these two cultures that dwell within you, and you have given a link to unify understanding between the two cultures, and what I like, what I see you doing, I dig it. I dig it, and I think that, you know, there's going to be lots and lots of airplay, more than what's been going on thus far with you, and I can't wait for you to bring out a whole.
Oh man, that, bro, Yo No Say is really. I just recorded a record last night, and I said, started it off in Spanglish, had to show him I was dangerous. Like, basically, like, at heart. I grew up to D Block, G Unit, Outkast, Dipset, 3-6 Mafia. But you know what I'm saying? I grew up to that, to the early 2000s hip hop.
Right.
So everything I'm doing now, it's kind of easy. It's kind of easy as far as trans going with the culture. Every 10 years, they say, oh, it's changing. The sound is changing. I'm right there. I proved to people I made this banger with no ghostwriter, no, all independent, man. A lot of people say they're independent, but they're really not.
Yeah.
And the thing with me as an artist that I'm trying to force and recognize, have people recognize and see, like, look, I really grinded this. When people gave up on me, when people quit on me, I never quit. And I'm trying to show people, like, look, I'm a walking testimony of chase your dreams for real. Don't manifest. How you going to manifest something if you ain't even putting in the work? Everybody talking manifest. You wake up in the morning. People wake up in the morning, turn their phone on, get on Twitter, manifest their dreams. Then they get back under the covers. Man, get out of here with that, man. You got to show people the work, man.
Yeah, you definitely.
Nobody say we ain't putting work.
Now, for the people who want to keep up with you, want to get your music or just find out what's going on with you, where can they go?
Man, if they don't have social media, for one, you can go on Google and you can type in M-Burb, B-U-R-B, or M-Burb, one word. I'm verified on Google. Everything will pop up. Or you can go on Spotify. M-Burb, whatever music streaming platform you listen to music, SoundCloud, Instagram, M-Burb, Twitter, M-Burb703, YouTube, M-Burb TV. I also got vlogs on my YouTube, behind the scenes on my YouTube, music videos on my YouTube. I actually got some new music videos coming out soon. My merch store, cmclothing.company.site. Like I said, go on my Instagram, M-B-U-R-B. Everything's on there. Tap in with me. Send me DM. I reply back to the DM. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever, man.
Yeah, we're going to put a link on the radio show's webpage. We're going to put a link so they can get to your Instagram also and get to you on social media, your YouTube and all that good stuff. You guys definitely reach out to this brother because he's getting ready to do some amazing things. He's doing amazing things. And I need for you guys to support this brother. I need for you to support him.
Definitely, man. I definitely appreciate it, man.
Any shout-outs, brother?
Oh, man. People that know me, they know I don't got many habits, but they know one of my habits kind of clouds my memory. But I want to shout-out AC, of course. Alex Acosta, Prestige Filmworks. Y'all got to follow him, Mr. Alex Acosta. He shoots my videos. He's the director of Respectfully on Revolt TV, ran by Diddy. He's got a lot of big things going on, man. I want to shout out Valor. He's one of my engineers. He's behind the scenes working with me with my music distribution, everything like that, part of my team. Shout out Pete Twist. The OG, he's my engineer at my studio out here. You know, shout out my family and all that, man. Everybody know what it is, man. They know what time it is, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother, I appreciate you coming on the show.
We back outside, man.
I appreciate you coming on this show. And you know you got this show as a platform. Anytime you need it, just reach out and we'll do what we need to do to get you on. The next show, I'm going to get you on my Shop Talk show, and we will talk about that. But I definitely dig what you're doing. I definitely support it, and we're going to make sure that we push it on this show. We're going to make sure that we get the word out, and I need to get you down here one year to perform at our Independent Artist Festival that I normally have every year. So we're going to talk about that, too.
Oh yeah, you already know, man. Hey, we still got more to talk about. We're doing on the other show though, for sure.
Yes, sir. We got a lot to talk about. And Burb, I appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
Hell yeah! For anybody listening, man, make sure when them doors open up for you, You leave them open for the people that's coming after you, man.
And that's real. And that's real. And that's one thing we got to learn. So I'm glad you stated that, because we got a lot of learning in that aspect. You got to leave that door cracked for the next person.
Don't leave the crack. Open it.
We can eat together. We can eat together.
It. Open the door, walk in, and do what you need to do. Because that's the problem with a lot of coming up my generation. A lot of people wanted to be the first. A lot of people wanted to do it and watch and be the only one that know how to do it. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, when people talk crazy, when you talk crazy to people on your way up, on your way down, you're going to have to see them people again.
That's right.
And
that's right.
When you're going to get humbled, embarrassed and humbled, man.
That's right. That's right. That's real talk. That's real talk.
I'm a positive person, but if I got to humiliate you, I'm going to turn it 150 notches.
That's right.
So, you know, we ain't playing this year. Hey, like AC said, the bag is calling our name, man. I had to sit back and revamp everything 2021. And I know there's a lot of independent artists who went through the same thing. Everything got real for you. Money got low. Ain't no shows. You can't afford studio time. And a lot of people gave up. The ones that ain't give up and still going, your time coming. Watch.
That's right. And those words, I hope you guys that are listening out there really, really gravitate to what he just said, because your time is coming. Your time's coming.
Oh, I want to shout out Ceddy Nash, the YouTuber too, man. That's my homie. Y'all make sure y'all check him out, Ceddy Nash, man.
No doubt. No doubt. Ceddy Nash, you guys make sure you check him out. Ember, appreciate you, brother, and much success.
Yes, sir.
You know that you got a wide open door on this platform. So let's get it going.
Oh, you already know, man. So make sure you send AC your info so we can send you some merch.
No doubt. No doubt. And I'll wear it, too. You know I will. All right, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I will connect with you again.
I hope you ain't married. You have my merch on. They're going to be on you.
I'm married, brother.
Yeah.
I'm married, but it's all good. I still wear the merch.
Hey, you married, what they say? I'm polygamous or something like that.
No, nah, they ain't going to fly in my house. Brother, man, I will get with you again. I appreciate you, all right?
All right, OG. Bet.
All right.
Appreciate
and Burb, guys. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys, I'm telling you, you need to support this brother. You need to go back and listen to this show again. You need to listen to this show. You need to listen to what I have exposed you to in this brother. I'm telling you, he's fire. He's getting ready to make some things happen. He's making things happen. You guys just don't know it yet, but I promise you, once you do, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I listened to this dude, and I didn't even know what I was listening to. A lot of times we do that. We listen to people and don't even know what we're listening to. We need to understand what's going on when it's put right in front of us. And when we got people who are doing things that are trying to get the whole as conscious as possible, then we need to make sure that we are going to embrace that. We need to make sure we're going to embrace that. I mean, what are we doing? If we're not supporting one another, what are we doing? We got to get it together. 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
My hands so full of my heart. was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you, now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what's happening? This Taste of Me, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Jay Shawty, got it from the get-go. Get like me, no, pimpin' on bank, go. Bank, little bank, big bank, little bank.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
That number again, 515-602-9653. If you are just joining us, I'm sorry that you is just joining us. Yeah, he is. He's 16 now. I need to change that. Sorry, guys. I'm reading something in one of the chat rooms. But if you are just joining us, you have missed a treat. First and foremost, let me tell you, you need to go back, listen to this show on demand for free. You can do that by going to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show and on Blog Talk. You can go there. It will be on iTunes. It will be on Spotify. It will be on iHeartRadio. So you can go to all those genres and platforms, and you can listen to this show. And for those of you that are listening to this show on Dial Radio and other places, continue to support the show. I want to thank Little Rock, Arkansas. I want to thank New York. I want to thank Chicago, South Philly, Tallahassee, Florida, Houston, Bakersfield, California. I want to thank Colorado, Tacoma, Maryland, Tacoma, Washington, that is. Please forgive me, guys. Virginia. I want to thank North Carolina, definitely North Carolina, and definitely Gastonia, for continuing to support the show. Y'all, please continue to support the show. Listen to the show. Do what you need to do. Pass the word around. Let's continue to build this together. Do not sleep on this brother that was on the show just a minute ago. M. Burb, don't sleep on this brother. I promise you. If you listen to it or you listen to the interview and you heard his music, ain't no way you can sleep. If you sleep, that means you're part of the deaf, dumb, and blind that's here in America that's not paying attention to what's going on, and your level of consciousness is at the size of your shoelaces. So let's raise our level of consciousness, and let's know that we need to support what's going on right in front of us, especially if it's something that is definitely positive and I see a lot of great things happening with this brother. And if I get this brother to the Independent Artist Festival, it is going to be on and popping. I'm telling y'all, don't sleep. Don't sleep on people. Now, in saying that, and I know we don't have much time left, but in saying that, I really need for you to pay attention to what's going on in your community right now. I need for you to pay attention to who you voting for. I need for you to pay attention to who you putting in charge of things. I need for you to pay attention to what is going on around you when it comes to growing and making sure that our young people are fed. We need to do a better job. Don't just go to those polls sitting up putting people's name on ballots that you think is popular and cool and funny and doing all kind of stuff that you like. Don't do that. Make sure that they have your agenda. If they have your agenda, then you give them your vote. If they don't have your agenda, you don't give them your vote. That's how it works. Simple as that. You wouldn't put somebody in place to make your pizza. If you was going to get a pizza made, you wouldn't put a brick mason in front of you to make a pizza unless he's a pizza making brick maker. Brick mason. You would not want to do that. You would want someone who specializes in making pizza to make your pizza. So if something as simple as that, if you want somebody who is educated in the progress of school, then you want to put somebody on the school board who is going to make sure that they have your best interest. You ain't going to put nobody on there who has no idea what's going on. Come on, y'all. Let's do right. Let's do better. Let's do things the right way. Let's make sure that we are going to think this out this year, because this is an important year. This is a municipal year. This is lots of seats up. This is lots of ability to make people grow, to show people how to grow. A lot of things can happen this year, but we need to make sure that we're putting the right people in the places that need to be put in those places. There's a lot of things I can talk about that I'm not going to get into right now, but we'll probably get into it on tomorrow's show, Thursday show, definitely. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank none other than M. Bird for coming on the show. Brother was very dope. His music was dope. Appreciate the vision that he has shown us. And I think that we need to take the blueprint and we need to run with it. I thank you guys for continuing to support the show. This show is your platform. I give this platform to you because I want to keep you well informed of what's going on in our community. I want to make sure that I am able to give you that. I'm going to give you more updates on the Independent Artist Festival this week. I'm not going to let this week go by and you not know anything about this Independent Artist Festival. It will be solidified this week and you will know what's going on. We will have a date. We will have all that good stuff. So I promise you that we are progressing. We're not regressing. We're progressing. I promise you. Thank you guys. I love you guys. As I tell you each and every day, with the greatest love I know, it's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. I will see you guys on tomorrow's show. Don't forget, Shop Talk season 3 finale is coming up, or not finale, season 3 premiere is coming up this week. And you are going to be in for a treat, because we got a lot of good stuff. But the young man that I'm bringing on for the premiere of Shop Talk season 3, beyond measures. So you're gonna like that. Please continue to support one another. Please continue to love one another, because we need love and support out of everything right now. I love you guys, and I will see you guys on tomorrow's show. You have definitely been driving the day. Thank you. Thank you. Tomorrow.